98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, we were talking about the bear a little bit earlier on.
Yeah, we did. It came up because on this day in 2009, Taylor Swift released this song. My favourite Taylor Swift song of all time, and I said it was in an episode of The Bear with Richie in a car in season 2. It's just an excellent scene.
Now, you said you've watched The Bear.
Yes, I have. I've seen
I've
all of it.
I dipped into season 1, but it was one of those, I need to sit down and actually just sit and watch the rest.
Yeah, season 1 and 2 are brilliant.
And it's kind of good now because it's kind of end now with its upcoming 5th season because
okay.
They're saying that Jamie Lee Curtis has accidentally spilled the beans that this is the end of it. She put up a caption that basically said, "Finished strong."
Okay.
And surrounded by all these amazing people. You know the way you would do if you were finishing a job or whatever.
Well, maybe Jamie Lee's role is finished.
Well, listen, I'm going to take your word for it because you said season 1 and 2 were strong. The rest have been a little bit...
Yeah, season 1 and 2, excellent. 3, I really didn't like. 4 was fine.
And dear listener, Brendan has a theory on TV shows that they should just end after 3 seasons.
3 and done.
3 and done.
Derry Girls, 3 and done.
Yeah.
Gavin and Stacey, 3 and done.
Would you say that about your treasured Line of Duty?
No,
exactly.
Coming back for a 7th season soon.
If you don't know The Bear, by the way, it follows Carmen Bezotta, a young elite fine dining chef who returns to Chicago to manage his family's chaotic, debt-ridden sandwich shop.
It's really good. Me and my brother sat down to watch, I think, the first season, like, one Christmas, and he was like, "Is this a documentary?" And I was like, "No, it's not. It's a drama." Yeah. It feels so real.
I think that's what I got from when I watched episode 1 and 2. I was like, this is a doc.
And the kind of cameo appearances are wild. If you cannot spoil it for yourself.
Yeah.
The people who just pop up in these minor roles are A-listers.
Okay.
Like, it's really, really good.
So it's definitely something I need to continue on.
I think you should continue on, yeah.
Right, well, thank God there'll only be 5 seasons.
Exactly.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
It is World Book Day. The morning where you'll see lots of grisly creatures on their way to school.
If you could dress up as somebody from a book, who would it be, Brendan?
Oh my God, put me on the spot. Oh, I'd love to be the Hungry Caterpillar. How would that work?
What? Each to their own.
He's always eating. What about you?
Matilda.
Oh, Matilda. Yeah. That's a great one. Well, we're wondering this morning what you're dressing up as for World Book Day. Chanel is in Rathfarnham.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Chanel and she's going as Gangster Granny.
Chanel is going as Gangster Granny.
Love
it. Becky's been on.
Hello, my name is Becky and for World Book Day, I'm going to dress up as a snail from Snail on the Whale.
A snail from Snail on the Whale. That's an incredible costume. If you are dressing up for World Book Day this morning and you want to tell Dublin all about it, we'd love to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp voice note 0877 98 98 98.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
The chats about World Book Day, have you gone off the charts? You are sending your WhatsApp voice notes in by the dozen this morning.
Telling us what you're going to school dressed up as today. Here's Daisy.
Hi, I am dressed as the Canada hat for World Book Day. And I've got a hat and a tail, baby. Yeah!
A hat and a tail. Go on, Daisy. Frankie's in Dunleary.
Hi, my name's Frankie, and the book where I am from is called Peggy Came Robber. And I am going to be a bank robber.
A bank robber!
Oh, mind your money.
Frankie. Jamie's in Santry.
My name is Jamie, and I'm dressed up as Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. What a book. Hayden and Zara have been on.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I'm going as Chainsaw Man.
Hi, my name is Zara, and I'm going for Zoe. K-pop.
Oh, Zara, very on trend. Emma is a teacher.
Good morning, Paul and Brendan. So I'm going as the tiger who came to tea. Last mask left in the shop. So tiger mask, orange play suit. I stuck some tea bags on myself. So now the tiger who kept the tea.
And then you can drink your cup of tea in the classroom, Emma. It's part of the outfit. And Georgie is in Lusk.
My name's Georgie and I'm dressing up as Glossface from a Warrior Cats book. And I'm 9 and I made my costume this year.
Georgie made your costume. That is incredible. Georgie, Emma, Jamie, Hayden, Zara, Frankie and Daisy. Thank you so much for telling us what you're going to school dressed up as today and have a lovely World Book Day.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins.
98 FM.
Well, not sure we've ever had so many little wins sent in. First up, here's Kerry.
My little win is I booked my summer holiday last night.
Yes, go Kerry. On, Kerry. Here
Hi,
we go.
Hi, my name is Susie. My little win today is that there's book club in work today and I've actually finished a book for once. So very excited for that. Woohoo!
Susie, I love that for you. We were speaking to somebody in work this week who said they used to have book club with their friends. No one was reading the books. So then they changed it to supper club. So now they just eat food.
Best decision ever.
Forget the book, eat the grub. Jane's and Swords.
My little win is I got my first grass cut of the year yesterday. And I think it was a good decision because it's raining again today.
Oh no. We said this morning that there was that smell in the air yesterday afternoon.
There was just that springy smell.
There was a springy smell. That's how to describe it, a springy smell.
Hi Brendan and Paul, my name is Reese and I'm so excited for today because I have GAA in school and that it's World Book Day and my friend's birthday is today and his party is on Saturday and my birthday is next Sunday. Woohoo!
Reese, it's all going
busy.
On.
Jeepers,
flat
Reese.
Out. Yeah, happy World Book Day to everyone, and if you are dressing up for school this morning, we'd love to hear from you. Martina is in Kildare.
My little win is that my mum is coming to see me for 1 week next Friday, which means no cooking for me at all.
I'm upset. Martina, you know, kind of thrilled that her mom's coming to visit. Like, grand, I'll get to see my mom. I don't have to cook.
Yeah.
Welcome to my home. Here's the kitchen.
Here's the kitchen.
Martina, I love that for you. Rachel's in Lusk.
Morning, guys. My little win is today. It's my Friday. Looking forward to a nice weekend. Hopefully getting the back garden started. Bye.
Ah, Rachel.
Oh, well done.
Brilliant stuff. Sinead is in Clondalkin.
My little win is that I got my 98FM water bottle yesterday from my last little win. And I'm also going on a little girly trip tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, I hope the water bottle is packed in the weekend bag, Sinead.
Stay hydrated, Sinead.
Love that for you. Sorry, we have so many little wins this morning. Sarah is in Ballymun.
Morning, guys. My little win is that I finally got to try Cinemood yesterday. I got off the bus. There was no queue to get into the shop. Finally got to try one of those Cinnabons. I got salted caramel or the apple one. Oh my God, absolutely delicious.
Now Sarah, excuse my ignorance. I don't know what that is.
A Cinnabon.
What's a Cinnabon?
I think it's just a bun that has like a load of cinnamon in it. They're like the big square thingies. But it's so hard to get into bakeries that are so popular. Like, you know what those queues can be like.
Yeah,
when you
get
to the top of the queue, they're gone. So fair play to you.
Sarah, I'm delighted for you. That sounds delicious. And here's Owen's little win.
Hi, 98FM. My little win is I got a needle in the hospital yesterday and it didn't sting or hurt.
Owen, you are the bravest boy. Fair play to you. Thank you so much for sharing all of your little wins, so many of them this morning. Martina, Reese, Jane, Susie, Kerry, Rachel, Sinead, Sarah, and of course Owen. We're sending you all IMC cinema passes. You're all off to the movies.
The postman's going to be busy this
week.
That's
another win, isn't it?
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Brendan, you've got a very Dublin-based story in a while.
Yeah, I do. It's on the way, Paul. But first, though, I know many people would love a holiday.
Yes.
And would do kind of, you know, almost anything for it. But I feel like this is...
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just... fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Kind of pushing it. A school principal in Wales is in trouble after being accused of changing the dates of term times so that she could go on luxury cruises.
The next! So just changing holidays so she can go away?
Yeah. So the headmistress, she used to be in Educating Cardiff on Channel 4, if you ever watched that show, yes. Right? She allegedly changed term dates on two occasions to accommodate cruise trips that she was going on. She's clearly dying to see Jay McDonald on the high seas.
Easter holidays or Christmas.
She's also accused of using a school car for a personal trip to France.
Oh.
Filling up the boot. And also of buying a karaoke machine with school funds.
Hey, is this thing on?
She's since stepped back from her role.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, for what parents have been told are personal reasons.
Yeah, because she's going on a cruise.
She's too busy singing.
Yeah.
She's now facing a teaching tribunal. However, the ex-headmistress in question has chosen not to attend the hearing. She has instead nominated a union rep to appear for her.
Wow, she's...
I believe she's on holiday.
Yeah. That is kind of crazy, though.
Isn't it?
Just to suit yourself. And
but, like, I guess if you're a kid in a school and your principal is like, lads, you're off, you'd be like, grand, I don't care what you're at.
Yeah, but a parent, though.
The parents probably fuming. I remember there was one time, and we never did it. There was some reason my mom, like, gave us a day off school. Yeah. And I remember it because it never happened. And I was in, like, a shopping centre. Do you remember when you used to go to the music shops and they'd have the CD singles?
Yeah.
And I was, like, flicking through the CD singles, like, looking to see what I'd get while I was supposed to be in school. And my eyes looked across the top of the shelf. And they're staring back at me was one of my teachers. And they went, if you say nothing, I'll say nothing.
No.
And I was like, grand.
It was this lady from the...
She was my teacher. Finally this morning in Brendan's bit, a bit of a history lesson, if you'll allow me.
Mm-hmm.
So in the taxi on the way to work this morning, we got nearly all green lights. And
okay.
I've been doing the show for 6 years, mm-hmm. and like that's never happened. So it was like the fastest taxi journey into work that I've ever had. And it got me thinking, literally sitting in the taxi this morning, I was like, I wonder what it was like in Dublin before there were traffic lights.
Okay.
Right? And I did a little bit of research this morning. And then to misquote one Danny Minogue, I began to wonder, when did Dublin get its first set of traffic lights? This is what I was thinking in the car this morning. Would you have any idea?
Like, I want to say 1952.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not like a million miles off. 1937.
Ooh.
Right? Dublin's first set of traffic lights were installed at Merrion Square in 1937. At the junction with Clare Street. So do you know where the National Museum is?
Yes.
Do you know where the statue of Oscar Wilde is on
yes.
the rock? It's at that junction. That was Dublin's first set of traffic lights. And they were installed in 1937. Reports from the time quote Dubs as saying there was considerable confusion at first.
Oh.
So drivers didn't really know how traffic lights worked when they were first
put
in.
What was red? What was green? What was orange?
Yeah, I think they kind of got that like red meant danger and you should stop, right? But rather than when the light turned red, rather than pulling up to the junction and stopping, drivers were just stopping suddenly wherever they were. So if the light went red, they were just like on the brake, right? No matter where they were on the road. By the 1950s, there were 48 city centre junctions controlled by traffic lights.
Okay.
In 1970... parking meters were first installed, which is the first time you had to pay for parking.
God damn it.
And then for years, I didn't know this, both sides of the quays were open to two-way traffic, so you could go up and down both sides until 1982, when the one-way system we know now was introduced.
Yes.
And the big bad clampers didn't turn up until 1998.
The cheeky mirrors. What was the date of the first ever one?
The first ever traffic light
yes.
was installed at Merrion Square, 1937.
But you know that's going to appear in a pub quiz and somebody's going to be delighted
well,
that Brendan O'Loughlin gave him that information.
That's the answer, and that is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Listen, with that sunshine finally making an appearance in Dublin this week, a lot of people will be having the urge to tackle a bit of a spring clean. And joining us now to talk all things about it, stars of Cleaning Up Ireland on Virgin Media One this Sunday, Kim and Lynn from Assorted Affair. Welcome to 98FM.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in to see us. round of applause. Come here. It's that time of year. You know, the sun's been out the last 2 days. We're spotting a bit of dust in places, maybe.
The
way it comes in the window, you're like, ah!
Yeah.
Thrilled to see the sun, but maybe people are in the mood for a spring clean. What tips have you got?
Absolutely. Well, the big thing is don't do a Kim and Lynn on it. Oh. So you'll see on Sunday, we don't go like easy. Everything gets pulled out.
Okay.
You do not want to do this yourself. You are going to start small. You are going to start with a little drawer.
Okay.
You're going to start with the spices in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start with the jeans in the wardrobe. So
yeah.
Just pick one little area.
Small, manageable
tasks.
Yeah,
exactly. Achieve that. Be delighted with yourself.
Yeah.
And then go again.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in this episode this week of Cleaning Up Ireland, you help tackle a tween bedroom clothes cutter. And I can only imagine a tween, you know, they're in that middle age. Is this a usual client for you, or do you see a wide range?
Oh, a huge wide range. Like, we have done a few tween rooms and I have one of those myself, so I know how bad it gets. Look, you can only just kind of give them the systems, let them have a reset. They're going to mess it up again, but I suppose it's just about encouraging constantly doing it, constantly shedding and constantly looking after your space. It's good for their head, especially when they're studying and
yeah.
You know, there's a lot going on in little tweens' lives at the moment. You know, their priorities that they need.
Yeah.
They need a clean space.
Assorted Affair is your decluttering business.
Mm.
You do it for work. How are you in your own lives?
Fantastic. Pretty great.
Are you?
Do you hear the sarcasm? We've got 5 kids between us. We're, you know, life is lifing, you know.
Yeah.
It can get chaotic.
Yeah.
I literally said to Kim yesterday, I was like, can we do a Kim and Lynn in my house?
We need our own Kim and Lynn in our lives. But, you know, it does get chaotic, but we can reset very quickly. Like, we can get everything back to normal quite easily because everything has a home. And that's
an important
thing.
And I can tell
you
where everything is in my house.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
She
can
move
it like that.
Very organised.
Yeah. Do you find sentimentality is a big, big issue here? Because so many people look and go, oh, I'll keep that because.
Oh,
are you there to tell them, no, you're not? Do you really need it?
Do you know what? Because me and Lynn are like yin and yang. So this one's Lynn's the sentimental one and I'm the, you know, kind of. So yesterday,
I'm the good cop, she's
yesterday our client Sandra, she literally turned around and was like, do people keep these types of things? And I turned around to Lynn. I was like, Lynn, do people keep these types of things? Because I wasn't the person to answer because I'd be like, no, throw them all out. All the cards. Don't keep them where they'd be like certain ones, you know, from grandparents.
As long as you have a system in place, like I have in my attic eaves, I have a box for each of my children. So like that's their memory box. And then I have a work memory box as well. But like that's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't keep stuff everywhere, but and I am realistic about it. I'm not keeping every single birthday card, but maybe like one or two special.
She has her daughter's umbilical cord, I'm just saying.
My mom has a lock of my hair in a baby book. It's terrifying.
That's absolutely
terrifying. For anyone who maybe, I think a wardrobe clear out might be kind of one of the biggest challenges. And for someone, have you any advice for someone who's holding on to some clothes that maybe they haven't worn in a while and they don't know when is the time to maybe get rid of them or sell them on or donate them?
Well, I think at the moment, vintage is so popular and Depop and everything. Like, make yourself a few quid. If that, what was it that they used to say to us? If those items had a cash value on them and you could cash them in, would you still keep them in your wardrobe or would you trade them for cash?
Yeah, and now actually can.
Yeah. And treat yourself then to something else. You know, shop charity shop, shop secondhand, shop pre-loved and move it on. There's no point in it gathering dust.
And kind of my favourite area to say goodbye to is definitely that I might get into them one day. Just let them go. Just let them go. It's punishment. Looking at those items that don't
I do love me some vintage, I won't lie to you.
So it's brilliant.
That's the tip. What's the mistake that people make that you all kind of go, oh, you shouldn't have done that now?
Well, purchasing while drinking wine. Top tip. I would say our biggest rule is the one in, one out rule. So when we leave anyone's house, we're like, if something's coming in, something's got to go out.
Okay.
So if your wardrobe is jammed, you do a declutter, you try and shed the load, and then to keep it up after that, you bring a pair of jeans in, a pair of jeans go. You bring a shirt in, a shirt goes. And that's the kind of best way to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like Lynn said, turn those items into cash.
Mm-hmm.
And also shop charity there. You would want to see the beautiful items that we are donating to all of the charity shops all over Ireland.
Okay.
So take a look. You know, be thrifty.
Great advice. Kim and Lynn, we can't wait to see you on Cleaning Up Ireland. Virgin Media One this Sunday.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.